כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
We continue with Haralukra, Kitov Zamer Lekeinu, Mo'edid Anovim Hashem. We're up to the pasuk, Mo'edid Anovim Hashem, Mashpil Rishoyim Adi Oretz. Like we mentioned, this mizmah is taking us to the high level of Hashkocha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Elokeinu, our God, Bo'inu Yerushalayim, is always Nitzchei Yisrael, Echanes, even though we're in Golus, Hashem is always in the process of watching over us that we should eventually be able to come out of the Golus. Even if we're Shvur Eilei, if Hashem is with us, and thinking about that takes the sadness, the atzus out of our lives. And sometimes the thought that so many individuals in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be on top of it. And as we just look up to the skies and the heavens and see, everyone has a specific position and place and time, all guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could oversee the trillions or hundreds of billions of galaxies, which each one has within it hundreds of billions of its stars, and surely he has the tevuna to look into us, to us, and to see what we need and give us what we need. And now we're saying another prat of Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only does he know the nature of everything in the world and gave everything in the Bria what it needs, and we have our special nature, our nature. We don't have a physical need, we have a spiritual need, because we have a special neshama, and Hashem is always giving us things that our neshama can gain from. Aside from that, there's a hashgacha process of interaction between people. And it's very interesting, it says, anovin, the people that are modest, and the opposite of that is the rishoyim. He strengthens the anovin, the people that are humble, and he pushes down the Rishonim to the ground. So the Mefarshim point out that L'chaira, it's not something in the opposite. In other words, we think the opposite of Anav is a Bal Gaiva, and the opposite of a Rosh is a Tzadik. But here, we're comparing, or whatever the word is, we're contrasting a Anav with a Rosh. But if you think of it, that's what it's all about. Anav is a person that's willing to subjugate himself to the Kabbalah, the Moritz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that type of person, a person who's an Anav, he automatically would come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there's nothing stopping him. The Rosh is the one who thinks, I'm the one who's ruling the world, I can do whatever I want, and no one's going to tell me what to do. And the Shoyrish of the Rosh is that he wants to be the one in power. So basically, the Rosh is the exact opposite of the Anav. The Anav is a Shoyrish of all the tzaddikim, and a person who is not an honor, what comes out of him is the Rosha. But that was saying that even though sometimes it looks like it's Rosha, he's acting as if he's controlling the world, and sometimes he gets a lot of power and fame and whatever else. The Ramayat and Mashbil Hashem, we know Hashem is interacting, and if we open up our eyes a little bit more, we will see that these people that are showing they have temporary success, and they eventually fall. They all fall. And Anovim remain forever. Anovim Yisraelit, that's us, Klal Yisrael. We're that nation of Anovim, Bnei Anovim. Avraham Avinu had admitted us Anovim. Hineni, he always would say, I'm ready to do the Ratzon Hashem. I'm ready to do everything for my family. And that's what kept him going. That's what made him the father of our great nation. So there's another thing. When we think of it, we need that chizik of Klal Yisrael. What's special about Klal Yisrael? We remind ourselves, true, we're in Golus, but Hashem is with us, and Hashem knows our nature, and Hashem is giving us everything we need. And we recognize that one of the three nekudos of Klal Yisrael is Anovim. Anovim means a person who is willing to accept that there is a power greater than him that is above him, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all we need. If we feel down, if we feel forsaken, become more of an anav, become more mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then me'oidid anavim Hashem, Hashem will give us a koyach. Very often a person has an exilium, sometimes health issues, sometimes panosa issues, and they think, what should I do to be zeicher to a Yeshua? And they look for all kinds of side things. But the most basic thing that a person could do is make himself more of an onuf, put myself more in Hashem's hands, recognize, if it's a refuah, I recognize Hashem is the Reifei Kolbos, the Reifei Cholam Yisroel. He's the one I have to turn to. I have to do the shtadlet, but the main thing is the Kodesh Bohu. To panos also, I have to look for a job, to be in good terms with people, but recognize that the main thing I have to be is totally mezak myself to Kodesh Bohu. If we do that, we'll be zeicher to be the Ma'oideis Anovim Hashem, and we don't have to be afraid of the Rishonim, because that Hashem Yashvil, that's a Rishonim, he'll put the person there. No, we should be zeicher to live our life in such a fashion.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111